A few items that are newsworthy today. Number one, Amazon.com has come out with a special new page for wireless phones only. And no, not to browse and shop with, but to purchase wireless phones. Amazon.com Wireless, or wireless.amazon.com as it is called, is set up specifically for consumers to go online, find new cell phones and cell phone service, and buy them. Shipping is typically free with two-day shipping, no extra charge, similar to the Amazon Prime that's already available for normal purchases. Interestingly enough, they do offer service with multiple carriers as well. So now, instead of just going online to Amazon or going online to any other place and searching for cell phones, you have a dedicated place to search for different cell phones, different carriers, and different plans. This is a similar functionality that Amazon has for buying digital cameras. They have the digital camera helper, which allows you to put in price tags or megapixels, things like that. It'll help narrow it down for you. I think this might be a trend of Amazon going into specific niche markets and trying to specialize different types of products that seem to have an awful lot of a following. Next one, and equally as important, is we have found that Google has entered the OS market. Now, not terribly anything brand new. We've seen this one coming. As soon as Google came out with Android, they quickly came out with Google OS, which is considered the Google operating system, or Google Chrome, as it's being called. Perhaps a little bit confusing, because we have Google Chrome, which is a browser available on a Windows operating system, on a Linux operating system, and soon to be available on Macintosh OS, OS X as it's called. But now there's going to actually be a Google operating system. It's slated to be very lightweight, have a very small footprint, and perhaps even be burned directly into an operating system's ROM, meaning if you have a laptop running this particular OS, you flip the lid, you power it on, and it's basically there. Maybe 2 or 3 seconds to load that ROM before it loads right up. So not only could this potentially be a major issue for people, the road warriors that need quick on and quick off on their laptops, but as far as power is concerned, this could be a very, very, very interesting step forward for portable computing. How will Microsoft respond? Should be very interesting to see. Windows 7 is supposedly, and I can actually attest to the fact, very light as well. It can run on notebooks. It can run on netbooks, too. However, I don't see it being a direct competitor insofar as Windows has such versatility and such a wide range of products that can be built for it and on that platform, whereas it's presumed at this point that the Google OS will have its own products available in it, certainly, like the Google Apps, Google Gears to synchronize, Google Docs, Gmail, of course, things of that nature, probably Google Voice, previously known as Grand Central, and some of the others. But you would assume that Google's going to have it set up in such a way that you do need to remain in the Google universe, if you will, with their full product line. Finally, and this is a few days old, believe it or not, Google Mail, Gmail, is no longer in beta. Dun-da-da! Sort of a joke, everyone's been saying, how long is Google going to keep Gmail in beta when it's clearly not been a beta product? I believe now they are slated to be able to start offering more pay services, people being a little less concerned with paying for a service while it's still in beta. Now that fear is gone. Thanks once again for listening, and thanks for reading and all of your comments. This is Carl from WestsideGadgetGuy.com.